Well, Obi took the kettle back to Tesco's. He's on his way home now. And they said it shouldn't have been up on the shelf to be sold because it's the last one in that line. It's been discontinued. So there weren't any in boxes. He wouldn't have found any in boxes anyway. So they said he had a choice. He could either get a refund or get another one, or he can keep it. And it's still got the 1-year warranty and everything. So he called me to see what I wanted him to do, and he told me about all the others. I didn't like the sound of any of the others or the colours. There were no other red ones, and I really wanted a red one because that's what we had before that blew up. That's a good thing, isn't it? So I said, keep it. So after all that, he took it back for nothing. And they said that it'll still have the 1-year warranty as long as we've got the receipt. So he's going to give me the receipt to put away safely should we have any further problems. Anyway, he's getting us fish and chips on the way home. He bought some African rice in a African shop in Charing Cross. And we're having chips and fish, cod and chips. He does eat that sort of stuff. He had it with his friend the other day. But we haven't had fish and chips in months, and I just fancied it. And he's passing by the shop at Carlton Parade. So that's what we'll be having for our dinner tonight. Very nice too. Very unhealthy, but we don't do it very often, so it's not going to kill any of us, I don't think. So anyway, I just thought I'd give you an update on the kettle. Not that anyone's interested, I'm sure. But it was just quite ironic after me saying, well, you should have looked for one and there should have been a box, and there weren't any because it was the end of the line. That was their fault, actually, because they shouldn't have had it on display. But if they hadn't have done, then we wouldn't have got a nice kettle. I probably would have said, don't bother getting any of those ones. I don't want... The one we've got downstairs is white. I hate all these white plastic ones. But that's for the bedroom, and it goes in the bedroom because my bedroom scheme colour is blue and white. It's like a Wedgwood blue and white. And so that's fine in here, but I didn't want it for the kitchen because I didn't buy it for the kitchen. And I wouldn't want a silver one in my bedroom. I don't really like the silver ones because they're quite hard to keep clean, the stainless steel stuff. You get all finger marks over it and I can't see it, and so... you have to get a special cleaner or something to do it, and that's a bit of a pain. I don't really like getting that stuff near, like the spout, in case any of it goes in, and then it ends up coming out in our drink. So I'm a bit paranoid about that. So a red one is fine. And this is another kettle. I don't have much luck with kettles, and it never happens when I'm using them. The last time it was when Obi used it, I don't know what happened, it just went bang. And there was a terrible smell of burning. It was awful. And the whistling one I had before, which was quite expensive. I think it was about £35. And that also came from Tesco's. This was about 5 years ago. Ronan didn't realise. He was only about 12. Even so, it was a cordless one. And he didn't realise. He was trying to clean the outside of it because it was white. And he accidentally immersed the bottom of it in a bowl of water. And then I didn't realise, and I put it on, and it fused everything. And I left it for 3 or 4 days to dry out, but when I put it back on, boom, everything came to a grinding halt, so it got thrown away. But I actually used to have an old-fashioned whistling one that you just put on the hob. I never used it. I had it for decoration, but I don't know what happened to it, and I wish I still had it, because I really like the whistling ones. I love it when I hear sometimes people on Audioboo... Gwen Clean has got one, and when Carmwater 73 was staying in Inverness, they had one as well. And I kind of love it because it reminds me of my childhood, because we used to have one. So I one day I'm going to get another whistling kettle, but I don't want an electric one this time. I want a proper one that you put on the hob and it sings. I really love that. Anyway, I'm off again.